What's the address again
for you? 3900 Threadgill.
'Cause where in case you had to run, in case they started using tear gas. Some people would choose not to run, but if you wanted, I was trying to tell you, if you don't want to get beaten up, you can go down and then you can go to the right and like go behind the buildings. But what I realized after I said that, I kept looking, and unfortunately it looked like there were cops like blocking all the exits. But it's just something that like my dad taught me. He was like, be aware of your surroundings so that you can run if it breaks out into like a riot, basically. Which are usually started by the cops here. Like 99% of the time it's peaceful until the cops decide it's not, and then they'll like start using force, and not just arresting people, but they'll like use like tear gas or like pepper spray or you know, shit like that. I know I saw a video of a cop actually here in Austin, not the protest we were at, but a different one. Like he shoved this woman onto the ground during the protest with like his, like he like took his baton and like did this and like shoved her and she fell on the concrete. But yeah, it's just about keeping in mind if you're gonna run, because you don't want to get arrested or you don't want to get caught in that, keeping in mind all of your exit points, like where all the cop cars are on the street, and knowing the map of where you're going. So does that make sense?
Okay. That was the thing. Because what happens if you get arrested here during an abortion protest?
It depends on the color of your skin. For sure. That, unfortunately, it depends on that. Like, what happens to you. But... I mean, so you would get arrested, you would spend the night in jail unless somebody could bail you out the same day. Mm-hmm. And bail, it's complicated because it depends on how much they want to use their fist, basically. Like, they could do a reasonable bail, which I would guess would be a few thousand dollars, or they could put it at like $50,000 of bail. Just to like make an example, I guess, out of people. What's going on? Talk to them later. And then you would get probably tried with obstructing justice, is what they would say. Like rioting, or probably even like unlawful assembly, or they probably even try and slap on like assault of a police officer, which is, that one's pretty bad if you get that slapped on there. And then it just depends on if you have a good lawyer or not, how much money you have, and because it's expensive to fight those things. I say we don't have a justice system, we have a money system. You get the justice you can afford. Unfortunate, but like there was a woman even before the Roe v. Wade, even before the announcement, they got arrested for murder because she induced her own miscarriage, and she told her doctors that, and they reported her, and she was released, and the charges were dropped after multiple days in prison, because of lots of protesting. Or maybe they just couldn't get it to hold up. I don't know. But, it's really messed up, unfortunately.
And like what, because you were talking about what are other how do you call them?
Precautions. Oh,
you
okay.
take before protesting?
So other precautions I would take before protesting would be covering up your tattoos and having some cash at home for someone to bail you out. You always want a Sharpie, somebody's phone number on your arm so that if you get arrested, you can call them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can Sharpie on like an attorney's number on your arm. And then if you buy anything that you're like, so, okay, it depends. If you plan on being peaceful, then you have slightly less to worry about. If I'm gonna, no, this is hypothetical, but if I'm going to throw a Molotov cocktail at a cop, right, I am going to like cover everything. Like I'm gonna look like in a movie, like the mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna show anything revealing at all, and you would buy everything in cash that you were gonna use for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be in clothes that you can run in. I know some people say to wear certain padding on like your shoulders because that's where they want to crack you with their baton because those bones break really easily and it's really painful.
Mm-hmm.
And to wear goggles, and some people say to take a to take like a tennis racket or a lacrosse stick so that you can bounce back the pepper spray canisters, because if you pick it up and you toss it back to the cops, you will get charged with assault on a cop with a deadly weapon.
Okay, and that doesn't work the other way around.
Nope. It doesn't.
Okay, interesting.
So it's very fucked up, but I know in Hong Kong during the protests, they all had umbrellas, and so they would pop out the umbrellas, like all of them at like the same time, so that the canisters mm-hmm. would just either fall at the feet or kind of pop back a little bit. But yeah, I know somebody here in the States somebody that got caught by the feds because they wore a sweater that they left a review for, like a unique handmade sweater. Now to me, I'm not trying to be mean, but this was really stupid and they should not have done this. But they wore a sweater and they left a review for it on Etsy. And they wore that to the protest. So you don't want to do shit like that. You want to wear very, like, just black or gray, just, like, unidentifiable things. You want to wear, like, tennis shoes, all that stuff to avoid, to be able to run. And to avoid being identified, because cops will use things like drone footage, aerial footage, and other things like surveillance, and then they will try and arrest people even after the protest.
Yeah. Because there were quite some drones when we were protesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they were all from the police.
I don't know. It could have been reporters. Mm-hmm. It could have been it could have been reporters, it could have been people trying to make a documentary.
Mm.
Like not official reporters, basically.
Take the next left onto North Mopac Service Road.
Okay, thank you. I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm gonna do it.
In a quarter mile, light left onto Stack Avenue, bypass the side to Mopac Express.
they also say to like wear like shin guards too, because they'll also crack your shins. Like, just yeah, pretty much. The interesting thing though, the really interesting thing.
Went left onto Stack Avenue, bypass signs for MoPac Expressway.
So, I'm so confused as to where this is telling me to go. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
If you're a conservative white person, white man, you can apparently storm the Capitol with an AR-15 and be fine. But like, if women were to like strap for a protest here, I think they would just get shot, honestly. But like do you know about what happened here in the States on January 6th last year?
Yes, it was big news back home.
Yeah, it was big news here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I still can't believe that Trump didn't get charged with inciting a riot.
He was not even charged for rape, assault.
I know.
It is crazy.
But the thing that I do have hope for is that I think that there are more forces at work in the world than evil.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are a lot of people that have a good heart, and I think the most important thing is to, no matter how disgusting it gets,
mm-hmm,
don't let it destroy them, because that's when you become it. You know, like, and it's not to say don't fight back, not to say don't do anything.
Yeah.
But like, I know there's a line in, have you read The Diary of Anne Frank?
Yes.
There's a line where she says, this might not be exact quote, but like, I think people are good at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think about that, because I'm like, of all the disgusting, horrible things that she saw and went through, you know, and she still said that. Maybe it was naive, but like,
I believe that too.
Right? Exactly.
I really believe.
Like, I really do think that people, I see like money and power kind of like Lord of the Rings, like the ring, you know, like, mm-hmm, even the good people can be like corrupted, and I think that is happening on like a massive scale, and I don't know how you would do this, but I think that some of those people could be swayed back into being a good person, whether it's through their own suffering
or
I don't know, but I think that it's not impossible, you know, to remind people of their humanity. I think you can do it. I was actually kind of surprised by like the variation of people that were at the protest, because I remember when I went to the George Floyd protest, it was all of it was like young people, but there was a lot of like middle-aged to even some older people at the protest we went to, like people that, and then like there was even a guy with his son at the protest. Well, actually, I don't know if it was his son. He was the one in the Spider-Man costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like a dad with his kid. Like,
I saw actually like a lot of young kids, and also like moms with like babies.
Yeah. Well, they are attacking women, which are that attacks. The thing about attacking women is that you have just now attacked everyone, because women create life. Like,
yes,
everyone has a mom.
Turn left onto Hermel Industries.
Most people have a girlfriend, a wife, or a daughter. Like, and you shouldn't, that shouldn't be your reasoning to care about women. And I don't like it when people use that. Like, oh, I have a daughter. Like, I think that's a whole nother thing. But like, you know, not everyone is black, and not everyone cares about black people, which is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the truth, you know, and it's easy to turn a blind eye from that when you're white, but when they come for women, I feel like everyone is gonna fucking turn a blind eye. turn out and lose their shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm like, oh my god, I need to get out of here. But yeah, even like I see on TikTok, people being shit talking people that are talking about leaving to Europe, and I'm like, I get it, but at the same time, like, people are gonna wanna leave if shit's not safe for them and if they have the means, and I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing.
It's been like that for ages.
Yeah.
Like, it's within human DNA, blood, whatever you want to call it.
That it's a survival instinct.
Yeah, if she's gonna go down,
then you will arrive at your destination.
Yeah.
Then you better get the frick out of there. Oh, it's here.
Oh, oops.
Yeah, that's okay.
You mean to turn around?
No, it's fine. Okay.
Can I turn right through here?
Yes.
Okay. I just didn't know if this was too far over.
Oh, no.
Okay. Right here?
Oh, yeah, I have to go. I cannot go through the back, but it's okay.
Oh, no, I can pull you out through I can go through the front. Let me see if I can get through here.
Should you go to the right now?
Yeah, I think I can do it.
Oh, amazing. And then you can already do like a little... go back home.
Okay.
A little woo.
Do this with my hazards. Thank you. Getting lunch.
Yes.
I want to come see you when I come to Europe.
You better.
I will. Of course. You're going to be like my one friend that's like my age. I mean, I love my Italian family, but they're a little old.
This is locked.
Again, see, I'm just trying to give you
like, if you go to Europe, I want to go too.